And press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You just wanna mug me off?
If you push play, you don't make my ears will hear.
What I wanna know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Still driving to get my cock sucked.
1, 2, 3.
I'll eat your ass.
Bit of a mug off, bit of a mug off.
This is the mug off, baby.
One person who got a bit too close to other people's seats was the Liberal leader in Western Australia. Whatever else Troy Buswell achieves in politics, he'll forever be known as the chair sniffer, after admitting to smelling the chair of a female colleague twice within 10 minutes.
Not good.
Troy, when you have to go home and talk to your wife and talk to your children about this, what do you say to them?
Well, I'm very fortunate that...
Licking his lips.
Stop again,
that's okay. Clear your nostrils,
the incident
mate.
Cost Buswell the leadership, but after the last election, he now sits in the treasurer's chair, which so far he's managed to keep his nose away from.
Jesus.
He's not going to sniff his own chair. That's just stupid. Yeah. It's like, okay, you, so you don't get it. He doesn't get it.
That'd be gross.
Ew. There's no logic there.
What a fucking grub. Well, I'm in the fortunate position of... oh, yeah, I didn't actually think of that.
What's the play if you get caught sniffing chairs, Duggan? Like, what did you do?
Yeah.
I think you own it.
You got to own it.
Yeah.
You got to become the chair sniffing comedian.
I was trying to see if that was my one.
You did lock up when you heard chair sniffing clip coming up.
After I sniffed it, I realised, oh no, that was the lady who was just sitting there. That's her chair. Mine's back over there.
Yeah, chair sniffing clip, hidden camera, GoPro from just now in the studio when I went to the bathroom.
That wasn't me doing that. That must have been one of you boys.
Oh, no, it wasn't us.
Welcome back to the Bug Off. This is a red hot episode. I'm fucking back. I'm back in town.
Yes, baby.
This is for the first time ever. I think we've got an audience. We've got a couple of blokes in here just watching. Yeah.
Tonight's episode of the Mug Off is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
We have a very special guest in with us, a return guest, very popular guest, Lauren Bonner. Thank you for coming back.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's all right. For anyone listening at home, if you want to pay $1,500, you can come in and watch the record.
Yeah. Okay?
So feel free to take us
just
up
like
on
Jack
that
did.
So that clip, obviously incredible, but what's even wilder is I've been doing a bit of research on Craig Buswell, and I've decided to bring back one of my all-time favorite segments, Great Mug-Offs in History.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Can
you hit this?
Okay. What is happening?
This is the political career of Craig Buswell.
Yep.
In January 2008, allegations arose of an incident the previous year where Buswell had snapped the elastic bra strap of a Labor staffer.
A Labor staffer?
Snapped it like that. Buswell later confirmed and publicly apologised for the incident. This is before he's even sniffed a chair.
Really?
Well, now we know
of. Yeah.
This is the other thing they don't mention in that clip. In 2008, it was alleged Buswell had sniffed the chair of a chief Liberal staffer, writhing in mock sexual pleasure.
Mock sexual pleasure?
So he sniffed it, did the old, ooh.
Hit him with a head wobble.
And then did it again within 10 minutes. So I'm going to say it was getting laughs, all right? These dudes don't laugh well enough to do it again. Never let a good gag die, Craig. This is another fucking...
I like to think that his mate, he thought his mates in the office would just be like, oh, new Craig.
Yeah.
That's good gear.
Well, I think they were for the most part. Yeah. In August 2008, Liberal backbencher Murray Cowper mentioned that Buswell grabbed him by the crotch, but the incident was later resolved between them both.
Interesting.
Yeah, an out-of-court settlement, huh?
This is a one-year run for this guy. This is all 2008. This is just after Kevin 07. He was feeling himself.
That's just when people started recording it. This guy was a fucking grub for years.
Funny. Does he have a brain tumor or something?
Yeah, it makes him be awesome all the time. It makes him do funny shit uncontrollably. Just in 2010, news of an extramarital affair with Adele Carlos was reported. In the aftermath of the affair, Bustle admitted to misusing entitlements to facilitate the affair, as both of them were subsequently cleared by the public sector commissioner. In 2010, Bustle took up position as housing and transport minister. 3 months later, it was revealed he had committed 9 speeding offences in the past 3 years. As the road and transport minister,
you gotta know your portfolio in and out.
Yeah,
that's pretty low on the totem in terms of his crimes. Speeding.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Duggan, because he's about to ramp it up again. So that's only 2 years. This is just 2 years worth of crimes. Now we're gonna skip forward a bit in time to December 2012. Looks like Bustle's back to his usual stuff. Was accused of having dry humped a businessman at a party.
he's like a rugby league footballer at like a private function.
Man, if this guy comes out as bi, they just wipe everything.
This guy is Anthony Watmo.
Yeah, he's like
at a sponsor's lunch.
I'm not just harassing women; it's the men too. They're like, man, what can you do?
That one actually went to the went to arbitration, but Craig asked for it to be dealt under the Boys Will Be Boys course. That was unfortunately he did not have much luck with that. This is pretty much the end of it now. 2014, Bustle resigned from his position as treasurer and transport minister due to a mental health breakdown.
We saw that.
It's crazy that he waited 6 years to use that defense.
Yeah, we don't want to waste it.
So there's a lot of other infractions. Just run of the mill stuff. Going to Bali on the taxpayers' dime.
Oof, not good.
And a bit of domestic violence and stuff there, but not very funny. Buswell, don't do that, mate.
Senator George Christensen has he was investigated by the AFP for his sex tourism, allegedly. Like he was flying to Indonesia. Like,
friend of the show, Greg Larson, is tweeting heavily about that at the moment. That investigation kind of just disappeared.
Not good if, when you're a sex tourist and you're getting investigated by the AFP.
Yeah.
Not good.
So I will say for that, Buswell, one of the great mug-offs in history. Good on you, mate.
I don't know if I like count that one as a mug-off.
Yeah.
I think we've strayed far from the definition of a mug-off on that one.
Yeah,
it's evolved.
Yeah.
What, you can't fucking slap a bra strap?
I mean, that was one of the earlier ones.
I thought you just got back from Brisbane. What's going on?
Yeah, business.
Back in Sydney, he's watching his P's and Q's now.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, know your audience.
Yeah.
Were you in Brisbane? What were you doing up there?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Lauren, because I've been up there for a while. I'm only meant to go up for 10 days. I ended up being there a month.
Oh, stuck?
Kind of
border or just for fun?
Well, initially I was kind of I was like, look, it's safer if I stay up here because Sydney was kicking off, and then it really backfired because I got caught in a lockdown in Brisbane.
Yeah, damn.
But so we've got him back now.
I'm back. We're back in a big way. We're in a studio. First day in the studio, boys.
Yeah, new studio. What do you think, guys?
I love it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Well, I mean, but the first time we've had a studio audience.
It's a pretty pretty busy building that we've moved in here over at Mug-Off Studios.
Oh, the hot desk now has a building.
Yeah, we're at the Mug-Off Studio, Mug-Off Towers. Yeah. I believe. That's where we're recording this from.
I was rummaging around in the closet there. I found a few tracksuits. I don't mind.
Oh.
Be wearing them around.
Yeah. Hopefully, I've got a couple of ties that might match.
Sometimes they're just for us.
Yeah, there's a few for us and 4 more people.
It's so weird to have a flat spot in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah.
This is where the magic happens.
Well, usually
this is exactly what we were like as the Studio 10 audience. Just kind of like, what is it? This is what people do this every day.
Well, I like to think that we'd have an applause sign at some point where Jack can just start clapping because Lord knows he tapped out yonks ago. Halfway through that EDPF song you were playing. He was out of here.
Lauren, you had an interesting week that I saw on social media. You found a hat.
Oh, I did. This is, yeah. I mean, I guess that's what an interesting week is now.
I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah. It's like there's like just 10 people in Sydney, isn't there? Every day we realize there's not many people here.
It's a small world.
I was going for a walk in the park, as I do often, but not anymore. So,
but not often enough, you were saying.
Not often enough, no. Yeah.
People have been calling you Lauren Walk in the Park
walk
Bonner.
In the park.
Yeah.
I'm never going back to that park now. I never want to say I'm going for a walk in this park because I think I'll get killed there.
Sure.
Don't say it, dude. I would hate for this to be the reason you die.
I might, I'd be funny if it did.
Pretty sick though if it's one of our fans.
Yeah. Bit of publicity. Any publicity is good publicity.
Be honest though, how much would you hate getting that big of a laugh and not being around to hear it?
Yeah,
I know, right? That would suck. That'd be the worst part.
Just so you know, this is because of your appearance on the Mug Off. Just stabbing you.
Like those boys.
Oh, those rascals.
Oh, they've done it again. I went for a walk in the park. I saw a hat. Now, nothing that, you know, a few rough and tumble boys like yourselves would know about, but there's an online library called JSTOR, if you know.
What's that?
No, nope. Crickets over here from the TAFE crowd.
Oh, Jesus, we're taking a pounding here.
Everyone, I feel like that one was planned.
Yeah. Look, everyone here is wearing clothes they've found on the street, but I didn't know there was a website that was attached to doing that.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
Justin,
yeah.
Don't rope me in with you two uncultured swine. So, I buy seasonally.
Yeah. Oh, it's just like an online like library where like all the university articles come from. But anyway, it was a hat with like the JSTOR logo on it. So it's like funny because it's like just a stupid
it's
hat.
It's an ironic hat.
Yeah, yeah. And so I picked it up, of course, gave it a wash in the washing machine before I wore it.
Right, COVID times.
Yeah. These are uncertain times we live in. And then I took, I guess, you know, what people would maybe call in certain circles a thirst trap wearing it.
Sure.
It wasn't over the shoulder. My ass was in the photo at Lauren Y. Bonner on Twitter and Instagram. Check it out.
Always promote.
Always be promoting. And I took a photo in this hat and I tweeted it. And then.
Wait up 1 second. Welcome back, guys. Lauren's going to continue that story.
That was quick. Thank you.
There's some creeps. We know some creeps.
Yeah. Now that we're done, we'll beat our meat. Get back to your story about that.
Right, guys, just wash your hands and come back. We'll wait. But anyway,
now that you're talking directly to them, they're going again.
God forbid I make eye contact.
Nothing more than that, post nut clarity. To really, they're going to listen to every bit of this story.
The shame that they're feeling at the moment, you dirty, dirty boys and girls.
Yeah.
Yes, let's not, you know.
Yeah, someone would have been double clicking the mouse, at least one of them.
A euphemism if ever I've heard one.
But anyway, I tweeted it and someone replied saying like, hey, this is funny, but I think that's my hat. Did you find it at this park? And I said, yes, I did find it at that park. And then I returned it to him. He lived just up the road from me, which was near the park, so that made sense. And he actually gave me a loaf of home-baked bread as a thank you.
Did you put that through the wash as well?
No, it had a special ingredient. I didn't. I just ate it.
Yeah, have some of this.
Was it good bread though?
Yeah, it was nice. It was like homemade sourdough.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. I was like, I took your hat and took a photo. Like imagine if you lost your hat in the park and you're just like scrolling on Twitter. You just see like some stupid girl in a bikini like doing some stupid slutty photo with it. You'd be like, hang on a second.
Nah, fuck. Some cunt making bread in his house hasn't got the internet, I reckon. That's like
what do you mean?
Wait, he saw it on the internet. Did you listen to any of the story, Jerry?
No, I was beaten off.
After I said library, he just zoned out.
Boring.
Nerd story.
Oh, didn't realize there were books in this.
All I could think of that was a loaf of bread wearing a hat. That's as far as my mind went with that story. I was like, imagine that.
You truly are a moron. A loaf of bread wearing a hat.
You're what thinking are you, about it now. It's funny.
Yeah, you're right. It is kind of funny.
Yeah. But isn't that nice? You know, life, you know, it's a community. I was like, this is a community, you know. I find a hat. I take a photo. I got one I needed from it, you know.
Yeah, he's got a story to tell now.
Yeah.
He's probably at the pub like, this hat.
Yeah, he was excited. He was like very excited.
Oh, man.
Because I like crossed his name. I didn't want to like, you know, name and shame him on my feed where, you know, any of probably you monsters listening could go on and harass this
just
man.
Just straight like, away texting the guy, how, like, you thought you weren't going to get the hat. You thought you were going to get the number. He was like, how quick before she said she had a boyfriend?
No. I've got a boyfriend and you got 10 reply guys giving you death threats, okay?
What are the three things you reached for before you had some bread and threw it at her and go, I'm not trying to fuck you? Might cut that one out.
Absolutely not. Leave that monstrosity in there.
Yeah. But that was, you know, that was a bit of fun for my week, I guess.
Oh.
You blew up recently on Twitter when some guy was messaging you about that. Was so funny to me.
Yeah, I feel I'm always just talking about Twitter, but I guess like that is my life, you know. I'm not, I'm not working. Let's be real.
We spent 20 minutes last episode talking about my Instagram. It's like, you know, it's just write what you know.
That's what it is.
You're thinking too deeply about this, like the people want to hear it.
They want to hear. Well, yeah, I haven't actually. This is my first public interview regarding my viral.
Oh, a mug off exclusive.
So you're getting the exclusive drop. I'll tweet this link and I tell you it'll go off.
Should play the ABC News theme before we get into this.
I don't even have much inside exclusive, but basically, I get like lots of messages from usually dudes just saying stuff, and normally it's normal, and I could ignore it.
Clang.
Me too.
But I got a message from this guy and he was asking, and he said, do you like Australia's funniest home videos? And I was like, oh, like that's strange. And then I was like, in my head, I was like, was I on it as a kid? I can't like remember. Like, does this guy know something? Like, and so I like replied, I was like, oh, like kind of like, yeah, like why? And he was like, oh, I just wanted to know if you like the show. Would you ever go on it? And I was like, oh, like, maybe. What is this about? Like,
is it still on the air?
It's not been on the air for yonks.
No. It's so crazy to be like, would you ever be on it? Like, would you ever slip on a banana peel?
Do you like, do you like blankety blanks?
While someone's filming you, would you break a limb?
Would you ever go on the Graham Kennedy show? If it was on now, would you go on it?
If you had $1 million, would you spend it? Would you use it? Or would you just leave it? It's just like, is this a retarded question?
Because it gains interest if you just leave it.
Listen, if it's the telly, I'm in.
It's the time value of money.
I don't care what it is. Most wanted, I'm in.
Yes to all media opportunities. But I was like, I don't know, like, what's this? What's the deal? He just kept asking questions like, would you host the show? Would you be embarrassed if you're on the show? And when he said, like, would you be embarrassed to be on the show, that I'm like, red flags kind of coming up. Because, you know, as a seasoned woman of the internet, you think embarrassment, okay, this is a sex thing. Yeah. And so I said, like, is funniest home videos like your fetish? And he was like, what? Like, I'm a freak, okay?
Yeah. Stop trying to sexualize every conversation with a dude who slides in your DMs.
He was like, why? How would funniest home videos even be sexual? Like, and I was like, I don't know. You messaged me.
When I sleep with my partner, I make her do the funniest home videos voice. Like, that's how she talks dirty to me.
Tony. What am I doing here? Boink.
Oh, yes. Why don't you come over here?
Every time I penetrate her, doing, 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 doing. And we both get a JVC video, VCR at the end of every one of them.
That should be a genre on like Pornhub or something.
Funniest home video edits. Doink, doink.
Okay, and we'll wait for you guys to just search that. And we're back. It was just like that. And then I sent a screenshot of, I just tweeted of that. And I thought it was stupid, but I was like, this is insane. Like, I'm closing my DMs. I can't deal with this. But then he just kind of kept asking about funniest home videos. And then it kind of just evolved. And like, he did tell me, so like, he has autism.
But
I was like,
whoa, slow down, detective.
Okay. And he's just obsessed with it. But also, like, he is like, he's an accountant. Like, he's like, we can make fun of him.
Good with numbers.
he's high functioning. But I like told him, I was like,
he loves that and funniest home train timetables.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Leave the table. Leave the table. Go home. Watch funny home videos. Leave the table.
But a bunch of other women, especially, you know, other dudes were commenting saying like, oh my God, this guy's messaged me as well about funniest home videos. There was someone else who said that he'd actually found, like, she was on funniest home videos when she was a kid, and he found the clip of her and he was like, hey, Angela, this is your clip from when you were on Funniest Home Videos. Do you remember this? And she was like, I guess. But then he like was quite incessant about, a bit harassy, apparently. Man,
it's a thin line between charming and pathetic because like...
Yeah, it's autism. Like,
if I'm like just two steps to that side of the...
You're doing the same thing with the footy show.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not harassing anyone. Like, no. People are flocking to mine.
Yeah, that's not what Fatty Vorton said.
Well, yeah. Nikki Vorton, if you're listening... I've removed all the texts from the DMs. Oh, that's like the greatest attaboy I've ever gotten was Fatty Vorton's daughter following me on Instagram.
Whoa.
Fuck yeah.
Huge. Whoa.
That rules.
Yeah. To be Fatty Vorton's daughter, you know, that's kind of my fantasy.
Yeah.
It's like praise from Caesar's daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the head bobble hereditary, do you think?
Oh, I would love it.
Yeah.
I would love it if it was.
Oh.
Does she have a big red face?
Nah, not really. I've been mostly just looking at the photos with Fatty in there. So I've only ever seen like, there's like six photos on her Instagram, if you ask me.
Imagine if I was his daughter.
Pretty much. That'd be me introducing my baby to Fatty, his grandpa, his pop. I love the man so much. Glad to see he's doing better.
Yeah, but that was.
Is he doing better?
Yeah, I think he's recovering pretty fully.
What happened to him?
Face cancer. I feel. Did what? We? Yeah.
Yeah. Way to bring up his big red face, Lauren.
Yeah, don't you look like a bit of a fool now?
Yeah, he's actually got a disability. It's called cancer.
Yeah.
Wow, skin cancer.
I think so. Yeah, on the face.
Cancer's a disability.
Yeah, that was a joke, you idiot.
Jesus Christ! Oh, someone want to explain a joke to this moron? Oh man.
Mm. Oh, it's hard being the brawn of the pod, I tell you.
More like a prawn.
Wait, you think that's a good point?
Yes.
He's got prawn posture as his.
Yeah, but I mean, to imply you're a prawn assumes that you have like a good body. Like, what do you call a prawn that's all head? Gerard. Throw it all in the bin.
Put them in the freezer till bid day.
Oh man, that one buckled me.
It's fun in the new studio.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Jerry,
boys.
Did you notice any? Was there any neighbors when you were moving stuff in here? In the
No, it was all right.
In the studio, like there wasn't any.
What's this? No, I saw.
You clocked that immediately, Laura.
Yeah. What do you mean? What's what? No,
yeah,
I'm
maybe
just...
you're not such a good actor after all, yes?
I'm not. I tell them this.
Wait, did his eyes get real busy? I wasn't looking at him. Dude. Was he fucking darting around all over the place?
Yeah, let's work on that with you before your screen test.
Oh, please. Oh, we can't talk about that. I think it's all top secret.
Sorry, couldn't get it to work.
Oh, okay. That sucks.
Oh, bit of an anti-climax there.
Okay.
But yeah, you were saying when you were moving in, you were meeting in... A neighbor, perhaps?
Yeah, fuck. I don't know. It's come through.
Wait. But, is that...
That's got my ass kicked as Yoshi first.
You hear that?
It sounds like Dan Townsend's Twitch streaming. I think, Smash I think Brothers. Like
Daniel Townsend's Twitch stream.
Does he live next door?
It's set to legal stages or whatever.
All right, Darren, could you just close that window? So I think it's coming through there.
What is it?
Yeah, can you just
close that door
for
us, Duggan?
Just shut the door there for a second, Duggan.
Duggan, just close the door.
I have no idea what's happening.
Here, Jerry, let me just get up and close this window.
Oh,
phew.
Well, that's lucky. Lucky we spent 2 hours on that bit. Lucky you came around at 5 p.m. Wow. For the world's worst audio gag.
Well, I thought it was pretty funny to imply that Dan Towns lives next door.
That is, all right.
Oh, my Lord.
I didn't get it either, Lauren.
Yeah, I don't know. I understood what was happening, but I don't know if... I just think it wasn't funny. I think I got it.
Get him.
It works better if you guys both had your headphones. We could have just played it halfway through, like, you know.
Yeah, if you actually gave unexpected. A care about us, that would also help it.
Mm. All right. If your studio actually had more than three pairs of headphones. I
mean, maybe. Skitter, you listening? I'm talking to half of the studio audience at the moment.
He's never had right of reply when we trash him.
Yeah. And he never will. Not on my watch. Is this mic on?
I heard a very funny story the day before I left Brisbane.
Sorry, that Dan Towns, that was funny.
Maybe it was, mate, but I couldn't hear it.
So the concept was he's next door.
We're hearing him.
Like, and we can hear it live.
Yeah. Yeah. How embarrassing that would be.
Yeah.
So what we did, we faded in his Twitch stream and then we faded it out.
Yeah.
Sure.
I've got something to plug. I'm going to be on Dan Towns' Twitch stream playing Smash with him next week. Do you want to come on? Come on. Let's all go.
Nah, dude, I'm 33, man. I'm not playing those.
Washing my balls that night.
I'm not playing those games anymore.
All right, beer helmet in bed then. Like, it's anything
better. I'll stop playing games. I've given up.
Yeah, man.
He's taking the beer helmet seriously now.
He's gone pro.
Olympic.
Yeah.
You do have a natural aptitude to drinking, that's for sure.
Yeah, but not helmets.
No.
I had to get one custom made.
Yep.
Head too big. Or was your head like a weird shape? Or like how they give babies helmets when they've got wrong shaped heads?
I got an oblong head.
Yeah.
But not even like lengthwise. It's this way.
Yeah, like an alien.
Like the alien. You look like a xenomorph.
Had to get like a bed bath helmet. It's a bed bath.
You wear a bath as a helmet.
Yep.
So, Lauren, what's going on with you?
Can we play that Dan Towns bit again?
Oh, not much. I was trying to think of, because this is the third time on the pod, I'm running out of mug-offs. You know? Yeah. I'm just not disrespected.
But are you you're just walking around the community being respected?
Yeah. I figure just like every woman's Instagram DMs is like just a hub of mug-offs.
Oh, I've got an update on, last time I was on, I was talking to everyone about explaining like how I get dudes messaging me who are like pay pigs. They get off on giving me money.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
More or less unsolicited, by the way, please. This isn't an invite.
More or less.
Just like us when we begged to subscribe to the Patreon. Oh, we don't want it. Definitely not. Please.
No.
Please don't message me, but you spell the please with a dollar sign.
Sure, just pay me. Don't message me. I explained it last episode. Listen then, but I wrote an article about it. Now people think it's a whole thing. And I'm a comedian, okay? I'm not a professional sex worker.
Well, barely. I call you more of a hat trader.
Okay, yeah, maybe. I don't know what that means.
Trading hats for bread.
Oh, yeah. Callback.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Thank you.
Jerry's a comedian.
He is.
I worked all day on that as well.
But I got a guy message me who just, messaged me unsolicited being like, please let me give you money. And I was like, sure, send it here. And he sent me $20. Okay, not a crazy amount of money, $20.
That's pretty good, but.
Yeah, don't hate that. And then he like kept messaging me and I gave him like just replied short replies, whatever. And then he messaged me a week later being like, I can no longer, serve you because I've realized I can't afford to pay you this. And it was like a bit sad. And so I just blocked him because I was like, well, I don't want to like take advantage of this person.
Yeah.
And then because he sent me money on PayPal, he sent me a refund request on PayPal. Being like, how dare you block me? That's so rude. I paid you and then you just blocked me on Twitter. That's just incredibly rude. And
how does that work? So they can ask for the money back.
Yeah.
Do you have to give it?
No. I declined it.
Oh, you declined it.
I declined it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fucking oath.
I sent him a message that was like, fuck you. Like,
do you reckon this guy could get us a PS5 for the studio?
Yeah, we really want one.
Yeah,
but we really want one.
Could you imagine if we're all playing PS5 and doing this? Like, no, we're playing a new Spider-Man?
I get it.
I feel like you guys are asking that Lauren has three pimps at the moment. You give us the bulk of the cash and you do all the work.
Yeah,
yep.
That's not going to work. I probably like over my lifetime, cool I've definitely gotten like $500 from it. Easy, I think. But
you've gotten $500 from not being a sex worker.
Yeah.
That fucking
just
rules.
The other day, actually, I was like looking because I'm moving house at the moment. I was looking at like nice Moroccan rugs, but they're like $400. And I was like, that's ridiculous. And so I like kind of went crawling back to a few of them in the DMs.
How does that play out?
I was like, mistress has been busy. That's why I didn't reply.
Did it work?
I got $50 straight away. And then nice. I haven't got anything else.
Wait, so you quite literally just have to be mean to men via DMs and they give you cash?
Yeah.
Yeah, like what's the...
Fucking, hey, if any of you boys want to get bullied by a bloke like me, fucking hit me. I will happily...
You'd be way better still, at it than me
as They've got to like picture you dominating them though. Like,
you're one of the meanest cunts I know.
Yeah.
Professional bully.
And if I have to make you get a boner while I do it, brother, I will do some research.
I would pay you to abuse me in bondage gear.
Yeah.
I'd want you to be wearing ringlet blonde curls.
Bro. Like, if you want to feel sad, I can do that.
You've got one of those bondage piggy masks that lifts your nostrils up like that?
I can do it. Absolutely. If there's any of you wealthy, I wanted to say sad cunts, but same. Wealthy gentlemen.
My body's atrocious the whole time.
Yeah.
Be good if you'd be like all out drinking. You over Zoom, like anyone can take up the challenge. You can just dress up however they want you to dress up and talk shit to them and just outdrink them.
Man, I will, if you send me the costume and the booze, I will drink all of it on Zoom and call you a fucking sad cunt the whole time. Or whatever you want to be called, maybe a big boy.
You can't drink on Twitch, right?
Can you?
What? No, I don't think you can drink.
But I'm sure maybe you could, like, incidentally, right?
I think you
but
could.
Not
you can put it
competitively.
In. Yeah. Oh no, you can't do that. Like, you kind of like a beer. Like, you have to kind of like disguise it. I think a bit.
Yeah. Right.
But we should do that.
What about if I put it in the helmet?
Wow. Who's to say what's in that helmet? Ideas. That's what he's drinking.
Foamy ideas.
And they get worse the more he drinks from it.
He gets better the more he drinks.
That's true. Yeah.
I'll tell you, boys, I'm a couple deep.
Absolutely.
I heard this great story when I was back up in Brisbane, was talking to a friend of the show, Brett Lappy.
Yeah.
Who would, I mean.
I don't know him.
He's a great dude, but he was telling me we have a mutual friend. He lives up the Sunshine Coast and he owns a house up at the Sunshine Coast, and sometime last year there was a big storm that went through the Sunshine Coast and just fucking damaged heaps of properties, like some like 9,000 houses.
Yeah, for a total of $12.
Needed a new
Brisbane gag for you guys.
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. Yeah, Brisbane has affordable housing.
Yeah,
very funny, Yaz.
Some like Skid Row up there, if you ask me.
So some like 9,000 houses needed new roofs. So Lappy has contacted him and Lappy's delivering the roofs to these houses. And he was like, man,
that's a lot of mud for these mud huts. How many roofs? I'm going to get some more mud.
Where's he getting the straw?
I don't know what's happening at the moment.
All the brick houses are in New South Wales.
Yeah.
Well, the storm had huffed and it puffed and it blew them down.
And only the stubbornest of retards stayed up north.
Please, guys, this is a very important story.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Sorry, mate. Sorry
for trying to stretch it out. Yeah.
So he's told him, man, you should fucking contact your insurance company, just get a new roof. It's going to cost you like $1,500 or whatever to make this claim.
I mean, we're getting the good mud.
It's barely any water. This is mostly mud. It's barely been stepped on. So he's told him, he's convinced him, put in this claim, and there was nothing wrong with his roof. Nothing, he didn't need a new roof, but he's like, you can get one. You're in the area. So he got the like insurance claim, like insurance people come out, assess the roof, and they're like, sure, you can get a new roof. Here's $57,000, but you need to find your own roofer. He's like, sick. We'll do that. He found a roofer, cost him $30,000. It's pocketed $27,000.
Nice.
He got this new roof. It rained a bit. Every gutter fell off the roof.
Lappy.
No other house in this estate had any damage. Every gutter around the perimeter of the roof fell off. There was nothing wrong with his roof until Lappy convinced him he should get a new roof.
Yeah.
It's new like, gutters? What'd you do, cunt? Save $27,000 on rivets.
Only to spell it on new gutters.
It's so funny. Now he's got to fuck around and get gutters reattached. Oh. It's insane. It's like, why? Because the roof got a bit wet.
I'll tell you why the gutters probably, the actual reason they probably fell in is because he was sitting on the roof drinking piss going, oh, I got a fucking new roof. And the beer bottles are just piling up and piling
Throwing $27 worth of coins at him.
Filling the cheap mud and the expensive mudge packet. Now that's the good mud setter for home.
Brick taste on a mud budget.
Oh, lappy. How are we doing for time?
34, but we got an ad read.
Oh, nice. Are we going to do that live?
Oh, we got a review as well. But do you want to go? Can we get a rocket?
A rocket
and a half?
Yeah, just don't look at me.
Rocket and a half.
Yeah.
Rocket and a half will take us to 45, I reckon.
What's been going on with you, Jerry? You been called a retard or anything at TAFE lately?
Nah, mate. Just got a few open sores on my feet and fucking not feeling too great.
Well, you're not wearing shoes. You're not wearing shoes.
Yeah. I've got some questions.
That's why I'm not wearing shoes, because I have open sores on my feet, Lauren.
Well, do you think that maybe you have open sores on your feet because you're walking around not wearing shoes?
Look, this is a yin-yang situation, okay?
Yin-yang or a chicken and the egg situation.
You know how a lot of people... You know how a lot of people don't believe in COVID? Jerry doesn't believe in gangrene.
Yeah.
And we're back.
I've got another. I can talk about a tweet again.
Please do.
Because I guess that's all I have, you know, in the world.
You've been going off on Twitter lately. I love it.
I had a few good ones. I had a big one, and it was. It's still going around. It was like, when I'm at the shops, I'm like, I mustn't buy a little chocolate treat. And then when I get home, I think, I wish I had a little chocolate treat.
Do the same thing myself.
Well, it's relatable, and that's why it's kind of gone pretty crazy. I think actually most people have that thought. And it got reposted by a lot of like brands and like radio stations and stuff. And usually when people repost a tweet, they'll keep your name and your handle in there, just a bit of courtesy.
Yep.
But Halo Top ice cream, the disgusting low calorie ice cream, if anyone's ever had it.
I got given it for free and I couldn't finish the fucking
shit.
Really? Yeah. Free ice cream and you couldn't finish it? It sounds dog shit.
The kind of ice cream people get when they're walking out of Wynyard train station most mornings.
That's where I got it.
Yeah.
That's where I got it. In the afternoon, they gave me a pint of the shit.
Yep. Yeah.
Sounds like a froyo, to be honest.
No, it's bad. It's really bad. But they reposted it, but they just like put it in their own graphic design and like didn't put my name. It just said Halo Top Ice Cream. And I was like, well, that's like a dog move.
Yeah.
And I messaged them being like, hey, like, you know, you used my tweet incredibly. That's kind of rude. You know, I haven't like shamed you in public or anything, but like, could you give me a gift card or something?
How much ice cream to make this go away?
Yeah.
How much ice cream before I scream? That was not bad.
Oh, it wasn't good.
Okay. Funny he could tweet these ideas. Yeah. If only.
I am going to find that tweet and I'm going to comment that. Can't wait to get zero likes on that.
I'll take your like.
That's one more than I got in the room.
But yeah, I said like, can I have a gift card? And they were like, oh yeah, of course. Like, they're being really nice. They were like, so sorry, like, we'll give you a gift card. Do you want Woolworths or Coles? And I was like, oh, Woolworths would be good. And they sent me, and I was like, what would a gift card, like, what do you think that they'd give me as a gift card? Like $20, $50.
I reckon
five.
It was ridiculously low.
I would say 50.
$10.
It was $9. And they sent me a Woolworths e-gift card.
For $9.
Like 3 business days later on the email for $9. Which is the cost of one pint of Halo Top ice cream.
Yeah, I figured that out.
Yeah.
Just send me the ice cream.
Yeah, or like, I'm not going to buy, I didn't buy the ice cream with it. I just like added it onto my normal groceries.
Fuck.
Crazy. $9.
Too good to know what one of your tweets is worth. Yeah. Monetarily,
that's the thing. And then people keep sending it to me. It's got like hundreds of thousands of tweets. It's on Tumblr and people are like, oh, you're so famous now. And I was like, I've made $9. To be clear, $9. You know, no one's, you know, the project's not calling about this.
As Lauren's manager, Jack, you should fix this.
Yeah, Jack, you've got the ice cream shirt on.
Yeah, are you hearing this?
Yeah. He's got bought out by ice. Big ice cream, bought him out. He's wearing the uniform. God.
You know she's going up the ladder when she's bringing muscle now to the records.
Yeah.
Oh my God, for people listening, I didn't bring my manager to the record.
That tweet
Duggan
must have been
brought him.
I brought your manager.
That tweet went pretty good. My manager's with me.
Oh. To the fans, he's been giving us stern looks when me and Yaz have been trying to beat off the whole time.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Come on, yeah, dude.
Your comments are studio. It's actually different. It's just come through this back gate. Yeah, locks behind you. Come in through this back door. It's in this room. There's no windows.
They're all boarded up.
And it's soundproof. Yeah, I mean, yes.
To be honest, this is less creepier than the house I live in.
Yeah, and I'm not going there.
We couldn't get dude guests to come back.
I regret every time I've been in there.
Oh, man, the ski lodge.
Hey, man, I actually quite like it.
Aww.
I think it's quite nice.
Do you want to move in?
No, okay. But I do like visiting.
I mean, it hasn't got windows or the internet.
Yeah, which is why I need to go outside.
Everything's tiled.
But you can smoke in there.
You can smoke wherever you want in this house.
That is true.
Yep.
Like 1994 all over again. Dude.
I'll give it some thought.
I'm moving into an apartment and there's like the strata rules and stuff for the apartments and it's like no smoking allowed on the balcony, no smoking allowed in the property. If you must smoke, you must smoke inside your apartment. So it's
really?
Like, okay, I have to smoke inside.
Yeah.
I don't smoke, but maybe I'll take it up now.
I remember when I used to smoke, I had one Arnie and you could just smoke on the couch and watch TV.
That's
it
crazy.
It was fucking incredible.
Yeah, like, I had one parents that would let me do that.
But it is a crazy feeling, just like you're on a leather couch. You're like, whoa.
Not anymore though. Like they've cleaned up their
just ashing on this fucking couch.
Everyone used to smoke in the car. My parents used to smoke in the car with us in the car all the time. And now they like gaslight me. They say they never did it. They were like, we never smoked in the car with you. And I was like, I've got a burn on my arm. Like it flew in the window.
It's so good. It's so good. Like my partner lets me smoke in the car. It's so fucking good.
Not allowed in my car.
It's like I'm lighting it with that fucking button thing. It's like,
yeah, that's crazy.
So I was furious when they took that out and just made it a phone charger.
So is that how it is now?
There's no cigarette lighters in cars anymore.
You can still get them.
Yeah, but
you got to buy the attachment.
Yeah, I think you got to buy an attachment.
Fuck, that's some backward shit, isn't
it? That'd be crazy. You couldn't have it. You could just Uber drivers would just get burned with those things if they existed, man. Right?
Imagine pressing that in an Uber and just being like, they're like, what are you doing? You're like, nothing.
Having a diary card.
Nothing. Yeah. Just wait 90 seconds.
It's a
nothing
threat.
Nothing yet.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll see. Like, you'll see. Your neck will see in fucking 90 seconds, guys.
That's why they say you can't drive Uber if your car's not 10 years old or whatever. Like,
yeah, because you've still got the lighter.
There's a lighter in there. This is going into cunts next for sure.
Man, is there a bathroom here?
Are you going to piss yourself?
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, I'm going to piss myself.
Ad read time. Valentine's Day is upon us, fellas. What do you reckon about that?
Love
pretty
it.
Good.
I'm going to watch Love Actually.
I love love. Make sure you're ready for wherever the night may take you. Our friends at Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, are here to tell you that you need to use the best tools for the job so that you can be ready for anything on that special day.
900 takes, and this is the best one.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? 901.
Yeah.
Nailed it on 901. 2 million men. Can you believe this? 2 million men are already using Manscaped.
I can. It's the king product. Yeah.
I'm one of those 2 million.
Man, you're part of the top 2 million%, I think.
Yep, that's how that numbers work. All right, we're math guys. Huh?
I'm an accountant. 2 million men are already trusting Manscaped products to groom. Make sure you're one of them.
Yeah, I love this shit.
As you say, you guys, you're already using it.
Yeah.
How you feeling? Still smooth?
Still
slick?
Still smooth as eggs.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to go to growl, you got to expect you keep it a bit clean yourself. You're going to get your balls
Is
licked,
that
you
true?
Know? Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
It's only fair.
Yeah. I lead by example.
And I address this to the fellas, but the ladies as well. Don't forget about Clamscaped.
Come on.
Yeah, fucking A.
Hey, change the name if you need to.
Let's hold the pasta on the old bolognese down there if you don't mind. Just give me the sauce, the gravy, please.
Your girl can't think of what to get you this year? Tell her to get you the gift that's for you and her.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy to share.
Another girl. The best way to get started is with Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0.
Ooh.
Full of the best products to keep you looking, smelling, and feeling nice.
Hell
can
yeah.
Only imagine there's some antidepressants in there.
We should do one where our girlfriends all review it. Manscape. Like, do the athlete.
You want me to get Glenn in here for this record?
Man.
He's pretty busy, man.
The smoothest arsehole in Sydney, that guy.
So what?
Yeah, roughest because tongue he uses, in Sydney too.
Because he uses Manscaped. The perfect package 3.0 is led by their revolutionary third generation lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, which has advanced skin-safe technology and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents.
Yeah, I'm yet to nick a ball.
Are you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm loving it. Normally, I mean, before Manscaped, everything was cut as shit up there. Look like a Vietnam veteran. Yeah.
You'd have to be accurate to hit those little sultanas.
Mine looked like the mansion from Great Expectations. Like, there was just shit growing on the side of the wall. There was an old lady and some young chick. Ethan Hawke's there, I think.
What about this? It's also waterproof, which prevents a mess on the bathroom floor and in the sink, especially when it's time for Cupid to shoot his arrow. Hey? And
talking about loads, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And
by arrow, you mean like web slinging.
This is going to take a turn, but let's be real. We've smelled the worst down there before.
Yeah.
That's why I'm thankful for their crop preserver and crop reviver.
Yep.
These products keep our boys from sweating, smelling, and sticking. Fuck, that's grim.
Bit of ball soup.
It's like add just spray a soup.
Oh man, actually, good thing you mentioned that. I've been looking for a recipe for ball soup.
Well, not anymore, yes. Yeah, I just
found it. I was using too much turmeric, I believe.
Catch your password up here, Jerry. Bolognese.
Bolognese.
Bolognese. Hey, fucking say that into it.
Bolognese.
Hey, that's Skinner.
Hey, Skinner.
Skinner! IRL.
And can I tell you, these products smell good.
Yep.
Their manly scent is attractive and will help set the mood, if you know what I mean. I cannot stress enough that I'm reading this.
You have.
I don't know if it was written.
You were telling me you set the mood by putting that powder in that glass of wine for them.
That's the crop reviver.
You're going to drink it all up.
The Perfect Package 3.0 would also come with a pair of Manscaped boxes that will keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxes to Manscaped.
I haven't got them on.
High performance.
I think I do.
You've got them on?
No, he doesn't.
You're wearing the merch.
No, he's just got that elephant trunk G-string.
More like a baby trunk.
Yeah, we were in the lab earlier.
These boxes will keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxes to Manscaped high-performance anti-chafing boxes. Easily the comfiest boxes I've ever had.
Yeah, it's just good to take a few steps without your fucking legs walking rubbing together like steel wool, you know. But thanks to these boxes.
Get that checked out, son.
I don't know.
I don't think Manscaped has a product that can help with that.
What's it, your first day walking?
They're not NASA. All right.
Easily the comfiest pair of boxes I've ever had. And I don't mind telling you that for free.
Yeah.
Or for a fee from Manscaped.
Guys, it's a great fucking product.
It's a great pair on it. Like, because you don't even wear those silk fucking boxes you bought from Big W anymore.
They're done.
Yeah, the ones with Tassie Devil on them.
Yeah, Homer Simpson. You won't wear them.
Looney Tunes? I'm Looney Nude. And complete... Oh, I hate me for that bit. And complete your grooming game with the new refined cologne signature scent by Manscaped.
I'm wearing it on my neck.
Imagine wearing a ball-shaved
cologne.
A ball-shaving cologne.
Yeah.
You're looking at two blokes that are doing it now. Yeah.
Ladies, if you want to meet Mr. Wright, I would suggest you put on this. And he'll be like, that's a familiar smell.
There's Mr. Wright, there's Mr. Wright now, and there's Mr. It was the last kind of the pub.
With the smelliest balls. Oh. Anything about trimming the clam on that thing? Or?
No, I added that in. Oh, clamscaped or womanscaped.
Yeah, I think we're going clamscaped.
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 Yeah.
Clamscape. I reckon also...
For all your mossy pussy needs.
If you haven't spoken to your dad for a while, maybe give him a late Christmas present or Valentine's Day present. Give one to your dad.
Yeah, maybe get a new brother or sister.
Give one to your dad. Go around there on the 15th of February. Look at the smile on your mum's face.
Cut down that big grey jungle.
Yeah. Do some trimming.
You're going to need a machete and Adrian Brody, like Predator.
I'll tell you what.
Hacking through that.
This is the perfect package for your package. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code MUGOFF at manscaped.com.
Do you want to be updacked with just a normal fucking minge? Or do you want to be updacked with the most beautiful, eye-watering, beautifully smelling fucking nuts?
Yep.
Imagine dacking yourself and just being like, look at that.
I'm inviting Updax if I know I've used the Manscaper.
100%.
I'm inviting Dakin.
I'm like, Updack me, I dare you.
Yeah. No one will want to Updack you. No one wants to see. No one wants to hide it.
They go, dude, beautiful hog. I'm like, thank you.
Sorry. I had to stop you there. That's a beautiful dick.
That's just one good looking dick, dude.
That is a well trimmed grip.
And it smells incredible.
Yeah. What is that? Can I get that for my neck? Yeah, let me slap you with it.
Do you mind if I take a quick sketch of that hog?
Yeah, dude, but you're going to need butcher's paper and a lot of it.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code...
Don't worry about that.
MUGOFF at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code MUGOFF.
And there's whatever promo code's in there, delete that shit. Yeah. Right, MUGOFF.
Yeah, when you go to the website, there's already a code in there. Fucking... Help us. Help us. Help.
You don't want to use anything that's fucking losers.
Help us. Help your friends. Help your family. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code MUGOFF at manscaped.com. Happy Valentine's Day from Manscaped. Let's get back to the episode.
Yeah, we got a nice review.
Yeah, read the review out.
Oh, can you say perfectly silent while I pull it up? Is that all right?
I was about to say, I don't like that you're wearing this singlet all the time, Jerry.
I'm loving this singlet.
I feel like it's a dominance move.
I'm getting into the singlet light. Are you sniffing yourself to see if you stink?
Nah, I'm just blowing this vape into my shirt.
Why?
Because Lauren's next to me.
Oh, it's just a vape. It's not. It's fine. Mango ice. Sounds nice.
Do you want some?
Nah.
I'm clean-ish.
No. All right, here we go. It makes me cough.
Yeah, it is nicotine.
A Bunch of Legends, 5 stars by Kiwi Italus, 19th of Jan, 2021. I love to take a break from my lowbrow pods each Monday to listen to the fellas' yarns. Some of the jokes grind downhill at first. I didn't read this one before.
Some of the jokes what?
Grind downhill at first, but you can tell they're going to be rockets when they are. They've got the right.
They must be your jokes, Jerry.
Fuck off.
Grinded downhill.
He clearly said their jokes, not my jokes. That one about the guy's dad taking him fishing and catching a dude behind him, worst cast, was the funniest shit I've ever heard.
That was mine.
Yep. Yeah. And we got one more review from No Rona from Mortal Wombat, 5 stars. Yaz is going places, Cam is a natural, and Jared is funny despite serious repeated head trauma. Hey! This is a place for nonstop rockets from the boys and their excellent guests. I can't explain the feeling I get when I first saw a Makita job site radio in the wild.
Fucking A. Mm-hmm. Hey, keep getting in there with those reviews. We love them.
Yeah. It's like, I'm definitely not taking a smoke break or a toilet break while they're happening. Love my fans. Hey, guys, just a heads up. I've seen the Fatty Vorton catch video from the Ian Healy testimonial. I don't have to be sent that every fucking day. I love the correspondence, but I've seen that. I get sent it every fucking day. I'll show you. Thought you might like this. It's like, man, I've been tagged in it. Like, look at the comments. I'm in every second one. It's at Yazzy Boy.
Should we wrap it up then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. If you like the pod, follow us on Instagram, MugOff69, Facebook, The MugOff, and on Patreon.
Lauren. Yeah, sign up to the Patreon. That's some red hot stuff going on over there. Uncensored. What do you reckon of that?
Crazy. There's some goss in here. There's often things that you will say in the pod that I'll just text you about and say, who did that? Who did this?
Yeah. A lot of people do that, actually.
Yeah.
Try to get the
yeah.
And I send them a link to the Patreon. Oh man, it's sign up to the Patreon.
Yeah.
Right, I guess. Do you have anything to promote, Lauren? Do you have any shows coming up?
The Twitter.
Yeah, well, I guess I'd promote my socials, but I also wanted to promote, I run like a little comedy magazine kind of thing. It's called Bird Brain, issue 2, coming out soon.
Ooh. Oh, have you guys been asked to contribute for that? I haven't.
I have, yeah.
Oh my God, I was just about to
have
say.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah, so I was going to ask you about issue 3, because these two, they can't read or write.
Yep. Yeah, me neither, but will that be the Invasion Day issue?
I'm famously the only one in this group that can read and write.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey guys, get ready. Look out for my article on NAIDOC Week episode. the Aboriginal issue. Yeah. It'll be me and Maine Wyatt just giving the eyebrow.
Roll him out for the NAIDOC Week edition. Come on, roll him out. Give him
What's the magazine called, Lauren?
It's called Bird Brain. Yeah. It's on Instagram. You can look it up.
Notoriously big readers, the muggers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Is it the audience? I don't know.
They're good. They're good people. They like supporting.
Well, if you don't want to read, you know, an independently published magazine, I guess just go on my Instagram, look at that photo of my ass when I'm wearing the hat.
Yeah. Yep.
As discussed. Thank
Jerry,
you.
Don't do it now.
Yeah.
What's with the tattoo of daddy on your ass?
It doesn't say daddy. You've really projected it.
Whoa.
Well, I thought we had matching tattoos.
You guys going to get those together?
Yeah. You've really projected what you know about me on there.
We're good friends.
No, it says true love. It's just like an old school sailor tat. I don't know. I don't care.
Sure.
Yeah, I've got a couple of red ones.
You've got Jared's daddy on your ass.
Yeah, I might as well.
It says Jared's dad.
Where'd you get that tattoo?
What?
Jared's dad.
I'd get a portrait of your old man tattooed on there. Saying, no queer is going to be my son.
I would love for Jared's dad to see that and just fucking towel you up.
Yeah, my student's a drama kid.
Jared's dad towels you up and then he goes, nah, I like the tat.
Oh, thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll be back.
Thanks for coming on, Lauren.
Can I tease an upcoming guest? Don't normally do this.
Oh, really?
Who is it? Give us a hint.
Mudcrab Jones.
Is that happening?
A big congratulations to Mudcrab Jones. Just shout out a little Mudcrab Jones by the looks of things.
Really? A little hermit crab?
Just had a little hermit crab. He's got to recruit for a few weeks, you know, get the dragon settled in with it.
Yeah, build that exoskeleton.
I cannot.
Whatever crustaceans have.
I cannot wait to meet Mudcrab Jones in real life. This fucking rules. Yeah,
in coming. 3 days' time when he's digging his kid out of the sand. Or I don't know how they fucking...
Wait, are you thinking of turtles?
Him and the other school of Joneses. Whatever the fuck they do.
There's a solar pad.
Do you think Mudcrab Jones's kid came out sideways?
Oh, yeah. Snapping his little hands. Yeah.
Put a solar panel in each claw.
It's scooting around the lounge room right now.
Yeah, upcoming guest, Mudcrab Jones.
Fucking A.
We've got the equipment sorted. We just got to wait.
Duggan, you did phone hacks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
listen to that.
Oh, yeah, listen to that. Phone hacks. That's pretty good. Did that up in Brisbane.
What did they do? Which post was that? I didn't even clock it. That's how stupid all your posts are.
Shakalaka.
At the tail end of the app, I'm really getting towed up.
She's
here.
She's on fire.
Yeah.
Fatality.
I had to put up a post saying that I was running workshops on how to do crowd work.
You know what?
Because I'm the king of crowd work and. Tagged Kyle Legacy in it, like I would ever tag Kyle Legacy in a real post.
I was gonna get them. I was gonna message Capper and be like, make Duggan's hack just on his Facebook update status. Just have Sharon Stone nude movie, like he just like accidentally typed that in to his search.
That would I might do that anyway. Yeah. That's very funny.
Watch no one go phone hack.
Just my mum like, son, you've done the wrong thing again.
Oh, ripper of a scene, that one.
All right. Thanks so much for coming, Lauren. We'll be back next week with another great episode. We got the great. It's so good to have you back, Cam. We're all very happy
to
see you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you then next week. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming. Bye.
summer fall. If you were obstacles, you just drop your cold. Cause one month you don't stop the show. Little Mary's bad. In these streets she done ran ever since when the heat began. I told a girl, look here, calm down, I'ma hold your hand to enable you to peep the plan. Cause you was quick to learn and we can make money to burn. If you allow me to lay this game, I don't ask for much, but enough room to spread my wings. And the world finna know my name.
I don't ask for much these days, and I don't bitch and whine if I don't get my way. I only wanna fertilize another behind my lover's back. I sit and watch it to roost that.
Baby.